Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. And when I say welcome back, I mean, like, welcome to Dom. This is the Hump Day Hawks Hangover Edition. How are you feeling, my good friend?
I'm feeling all right, man. A little bit of a late night last night. A little bit tired today. But some great news over the nighttime. Kansas, the abortion ruling. So I'm actually pretty fired up right now.
Up all night. Sleep all day,
like Slaughter style.
You know, I was up bright and early. I was a road warrior today. Drove all around the great state of Wisconsin. Came back just to do a little radio show with you for
nice
our beloved audience. We got Evan in the world headquarters. He is lightly screening the calls. You can always join this big program. Sometimes we even take your calls at 844-967-2789. I saw some other intriguing headlines. Like the fact that the former White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, was under DOJ subpoena, Dom. Although I didn't know how to spell it. Subpoena, that's a tricky one for me, as I've never actually been presented.
Like yesterday. I don't like that word, yesterday.
Well, not just Pat Cipollone, Patrick Philbin, his minion, also Crudy, subpoena.
So I've got a subpoena for Pat and an endorsement for Eric.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Dom, there's other big news and luminaries in the neighborhood. Well, we got Mike Pence roundtable and for Becky Clayfish in Pewaukee today, do we not? Yeah. How could Mike, that not be the lead?
Mike had to slide in. You know, hang Mike Pence coming to Wisconsin today, sliding in to get the quick endorsement, quick little presser for former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish running for governor. Had to slide that one in before Trump comes to town on Friday for Tim Michaels. Now, I did notice, Crudy, some reporting in the social medias, perhaps it was Molly Beck from the Journal Sentinel, that because Trump is coming on Friday for Tim Michaels, that his later August appearance, August 20th, I believe it was scheduled for.
That's not it.
The American Freedom Tour, whatever, is now going to be canceled. So they're going to honor those tickets on Friday now? So I'm not clear what's going on.
So if you gave us money to attend an event, we'll allow you to attend a free event on Friday at the Waukesha Fairgrounds.
I'm sure there's going to be
some actually refunding your
VIP
money.
Areas, you know.
Were they going down to the farmer's market with us? What do you mean the VIP
area? We'll have to find out. I have some reporting on it. We'll see if I can dig it up here over the break.
Well, I will be in the show on Friday for the big occasion, the former coming to town. I tell you what, at least if I feel sufficiently rested, not washing my hair or otherwise detained, Dom, but
of course,
I intend to be at the Trump rally in Waukesha. And that was a point of contention during the after hour rager last night. You and I argued it ad nauseum on that topic, Dom. Are you joining me for the Trump rally?
Yeah, you know, we'll see. We put in four press credentials. Did you check this morning? Have we been approved?
No, I didn't check. I was up. You know, I told you I road
for me, Crudy, it'll be a game time decision, man.
Game time. Aren't they all?
A little bit here, according to WISN.com, President Trump was supposed to appear at the American Freedom Tour scheduled for August 20th at the UWM Panther Arena. But in a statement to WSN 12 News, organizers say the event is being postponed to a later date to accommodate President Trump's rally on August 5th in Waukesha.
Lack of ticket sales.
County Fairgrounds. We would like for you to show your support of President Trump, former President Trump, by attending the rally this coming Friday. The statement adds that, quote, a special entrance is being designed for those who have tickets for the American Freedom Tour. You will be receiving tickets by email for the rally to be held on August 5th by Thursday. We apologize for any inconvenience, and we hope you will be able to support President Trump on August 5th at the rally. I don't see anything here about a refund.
A refund on your up to $4,000, your investment?
Yes.
You're not going to get a refund. There'll be no refunds.
Well, what if someone, you know, wanted it, but can't go? They're out of town. They're, you know, they're traveling, whatever the case may be. It'll be interesting to see how all that flushes out.
You're still going to be SOL. They've already spent your money. You know, that's the one thing. The grifter doesn't get back the money.
Down. Yeah. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Get your money back at the door.
No, but you have a special entrance. I mean, what else do you want? A different date, special entrance, we'll keep in your money.
Well, here's the deal. The special entrance means what? No magnometers? No metal detectors? Like, hey, bring, you know, come, you're a VIP. You can bring whatever
bring your
you want.
Guns.
Cannolis or whatever. So anyways, I am less impressed by the rescheduling in deference to the big rally this weekend. Because I think the big problem is lack of ticket sales, right? Otherwise,
yeah, I would assume so. I mean, if he was making money hand over fist on the deal, he'd come back and cash those checks.
He's more likely to cancel on Michaels and keep the paid date, right?
Right. But Michaels did step up, Crudy. We talked about Tim Michaels during the recent GOP town hall. None of the candidates, Michaels, Ramjam, or Clayfish, would not commit to supporting Donald Trump if he runs in 2024. Well, he has put that one to bed. Tim Michaels tweeted out that in case, you know, the liberal media was wondering, yes, I will support President Trump if he runs in 2024.
When do you say that while you were on the stage with your opponent? You know, during the, town hall, the debate-style format, why didn't you say it then, Mr. Courageous? Did you find your courage, Lion? I mean, Michaels, really, you want us to believe now you endorse him. You want it both ways, right?
Of course.
You want it both ways.
Of course.
That or he got a threatening phone call from the, you know, let's call him the endorsee in chief. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I expect complete loyalty, Tim. And maybe an honorarium. Michaels gave him money? Do you think Michaels made a contribution to Trump for the endorsement?
Oh, I mean, given how transactional Donald Trump is, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I, of course, have no evidence thereof, but knowing how some of these folks roll, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Molly Beck did.
Said that, do you think he offered to take Michael's wife out furniture shopping later?
Oh, that'd be very nice of him. Molly Beck from the Journal Sentinel in Milwaukee tweeted out the lineup for Trump's rally in Waukesha. Of course, the aforementioned Tim Michaels, Trump's endorsed candidate for governor. Derek Van Orden, the insurrectionist himself, Trump's endorsed candidate for the 3rd Congressional District here in Wisconsin. Assembly Elections Committee Chairwoman Janelle Branjan. Oh, yes. And, of course, Curdy's new favorite buddy, Adam Steen, who's Robin Voss's, Speaker Voss's, primary opponent.
I'm very excited about that. Do you remember when Trump damn near endorsed Adam Neelan, I think it was, right? Who was the Nazi that ran against
Right,
Paul
right,
Ryan?
Right, yeah.
Hadn't been fully exposed as a Nazi at that point.
But, at that point, right.
You know, we actually went on a Sunday morning show, and he was there, Newman's old show, Capital City Sunday. And we met him there, and we invited him on the show. And seemed like a decent fella. We didn't know at that point that he was a Nazi. But those true colors showed a little bit later in the primary, started tweeting some stuff out. And Trump came to, I believe we were at the Resch Center in Green Bay, Dom. And Donald Trump's in town, and it's right before the primaries. And there was some doubt in all the attendees' minds. Will Trump endorse this Neelan guy, or will he endorse Paul Ryan, the, you know, Speaker of the Assembly, the, 9-time incumbent. And, you know, he kind of held it close, held it tight, and then he pulled the envelope out of his pocket and read it. Like, and I will be endorsing. And then he, you know, like, I'm a little nearsighted these
days. Like, have the bad eyes. You got to hold it out far so you can see it.
Paul Ryan.
Paul Nealon was the guy. There is an Adam Nealon. Don't want to confuse. Paul Nealon was the one who had drawn some criticism for racist and anti-Semitic comments on social media. That was the guy we met.
And Adam Nealon's what, a state rep, a state senator, something like that?
Yeah, something like
Republican.
That.
Republican?
Yes.
Well, I apologize if I threw the wrong Nealon in the KKK sort of Nazi basket, but, you know, you shouldn't have to wonder, right?
In case you do.
In case you do. Here's what I take away from the big endorsement coming from Donald Trump. He endorsed Robin Voss's primary opponent. And you can think to yourself, well, Robin Voss is a big shot. He's the assembly, you know, leader. He's the caucus leader. He's the boss.
He's the boss, right? Yes, earned the name. He's been there for years and years and years.
But he is quite vulnerable, even if it's just a math problem, right? In the last primary election, Robin Voss's primary in 2020, he only received about 3,302 votes. 3,302.
3,302 votes.
And he ran uncontested. There were a few write-ins, a few Mickey Mouses and stuff, but effectively there was no other qualifying candidates on the primary ballot. And then he got on the general election ballot. And he won, you know, handily, 17%, but about 5,000 votes in the general. But the margin of victory in the general election was smaller than the entirety of the number of votes that Robin Voss got in the primary. 3,302 votes. Hell, there might be that many people listening to me right now that could theoretically vote in that district, Tom. And normally I'm not down for, you know, dark magic and strategery, you know, accepting the Rick Santorum vote I made many years ago. But as long as you don't cross over, I would strongly encourage those living in the 63rd Assembly District to take a good long, hard look at the ballot and go for that American patriot, the Trump-endorsed Adam Steen.
Oh, but what if he wins, man? He'd be worse than Robin Voss if there is such a thing.
But he would not be the Speaker of the Assembly. He'd just be another punk that got the job through gerrymandering and a little strategery. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. It's a Hangover Wednesday edition. Thanks for the hangover, Hawk.
Just because he says it doesn't make it true.